560 WQAM. Lyric, you had a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
As days have gone in South Florida as of late, it is a pretty beautiful day out. I don't see hardly any clouds. Whoops, hold on. My mic came off. I don't see hardly any clouds. There's a light breeze. Can't tell you which way the wind's blowing, but if it's coming out of the same way it was, it's coming out of the west, northwest. And I got to tell you, it was a little, when it rained yesterday, it got into the, when I got up this morning, it was in the 70s.
Did we just lose his mic?
So I'm going to say it's about 85, 86 degrees.
How do you do, Frog Boy?
They have it currently listed at about 88 degrees, winds out of the north northeast, partly cloudy skies this morning, thunderstorms more likely during the afternoon.
Yeah, sick of it though, dude.
Sick of it.
But here's what's crazy about that.
Yep.
All these other days that I've talked about the weather, it's been overcast and it literally looked like it at some point is going to pour. There's no clouds.
Weird. Yeah, it's not
the windowplex. I'm looking out the windowplex in all directions. I don't see any clouds.
You did you deal with torrential downpour yesterday, Leroy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I felt bad because it was
raining for like 45 minutes and it water everywhere.
I did my first ever Instacart order yesterday. And it wasn't raining when I ordered it. Oh, was it raining when those groceries got there?
What happens is you like hold your groceries hostage for a bigger tip?
I don't know. Honestly, I felt bad. I even messaged him like, hey, I know it's raining bad. If you want to wait till it dies down, no problem. But they angrily went up the stairs, dropped off the groceries. And as I opened the door and said, thank you, they were very angry.
Jeez.
Why are they mad at you?
I mean, I can't control the weather.
You know, not everybody's built to be a mailman. Because they take an oath.
Oh, do they? That mail's getting delivered. God bless.
Yeah, but remember back in the day, the mailman used to park his little car at the end of the road and walk?
Sometimes. Not my mailman. Yeah,
not now.
My mailman does the... as he goes. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the T1, the Taos, the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We talked a lot of Shohei Ohtani in the first hour. But he was incredible yesterday. 6 for 6, 3 homers, 10 RBIs, 2 stolen bases. Sits at 51-51. Meatballs by the Marlins position players at the end of that one.
I mean, what do you expect him to throw? Heat?
I just like, you know, when you go up there and you're like, hey, Ohtani's coming up, just, you know, don't throw up a 69-mile-an-hour meatball.
Wait a minute. He's up. What is he supposed to throw? High heat?
Knuckleball? I don't know. Throw something.
Give me the leave on. There you go.
What are the odds that if you were on the mound,
yep,
you had 10 pitches,
mm-hmm,
and Shohei Ohtani was on the other side, do you think that there's a way he does not hit a home run within those 10
pitches? Yeah, if he throws 4 balls in the ground and walks.
If they're hittable?
Yeah, like, and you know, if he fouls them off, that's it.
Only if he hits it to the deepest part of Marlins Park. Only by luck.
I'm just trying to think, is there any way as a person who's not...
I would do it this way.
You strike that guy out.
I would throw lob balls.
Lobs, right?
Because his exit velocity is going to be so much lower. If you throw in meatballs.
His exit velocity on a 69-mile-an-hour meatball looked pretty fine.
Also, I've seen him break a ceiling before with a baseball, so it's not out of the question he can actually hit it out of the park.
That was not at the Giancarlo Stanbrugger scoreboard game.
Where were you, dude?
I don't know.
Miami's biggest moments.
I mean,
wide left.
I was at the game when Tobin and Robbie jumped into that nasty pool.
We were there for that. That was against the Giants.
That's a bit of a moment.
It was a comeback win.
Yep,
man. Depending on who you ask, that's a bit of a moment there. Sweetin said if Tobin was that bad and a pitcher threw him a meatball, he'd try to eat it.
He's right.
Let me tell you something.
Meatballs, dude.
I am a fan of La Spada's meatball sub.
Yeah.
That thing is delicious.
Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza meatball?
No.
Oh,
no.
Get out of here, dude.
I don't like when, like, the thing about Anthony's is the sometimes when they toast the bread, yeah. it's too crunchy.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, that's their coal-fired style, but a meatball, yeah. dude. It's a meatball.
I got you.
I don't know. Do you think anybody yesterday, like how much of a fight do you think it was for the 50th and 51st home run balls?
I don't know, but I know the guy didn't give it back. He got out of there. Ooh. He hightailed it out of there.
That's good. Cool.
Smart move.
So, like, I mean, sucks for Shohei, or you think he's like,
man. I mean, sucks for Shohei, but like, them's the breaks. Sorry. Going to get my $1 million for this ball. See ya.
Million. You think that ball's $1 million?
Hell yeah. Someone's going to pay a lot of money for that baseball.
Do you think he'd buy it back or just out of like...
I don't think that's ever been done. I don't think guys buy their own baseball. Like, you got to really... And I don't know why, but like, you got to rely on the kindness of strangers.
Here, yeah. Let me ask you this.
Always get screwed, though.
What if he traded the ball for the bat?
For the bat that hit it?
Yeah. So you have to get something. Or what if Shohei signed the jersey for the ball?
Nah, sorry.
No.
I'm gonna sell it to Charlie Sheen for big dough.
You know, it's funny, Shohei, the way he organized his contract, he couldn't afford the ball.
True.
He can't buy
too much.
It's too expensive for him, man.
You say, in 15 years, though, I'm gonna be rich as hell.
Shohei's like, what if we roll dice for it? He's just got a nasty gambling habit.
Of course.
Oh, I mean, my translator.
Oh, yeah, my translator. Oh, man.
I'll tell you one thing. Scandal doesn't get past this guy. He's like, whatever. 50-50.
So 51 he didn't get either? 50 was.
I don't know about 51. I think 50 was the one that I saw that he did not get back.
So the 50-50 is the most important one.
Yeah, I think that's the never been there before.
Damn.
Okay.
But I don't know.
That is impressive. And as a, like, let's say the season, I don't know how many more games are left, but let's say he ends up at 55. If you're Shohei, do you want 55 or do you want 50? Like, which one is more important to him once the season's all
like, once done? I think you want the record setter.
The record setter. Okay. You don't want the.
But I don't know which one. Like, if you ask me, like, what went for more money, like, Mark McGwire's 62nd or 70, I wouldn't know. I think 70 did, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Barry Bonds, you know, you want the according, last one or the record breaker?
According to TMZ, they believe the ball would sell for $500,000 when they went to an auction expert.
That's it, though?
$500,000 is a lot of money, dude, for catching a baseball.
It is, but this has never been done before. This is like... This is not the guy who set the record, and now he's in first place. This has never been done.
Yeah, never been done before.
Never been done before.
Well, never been done.
Maybe that's at the bottom. Like, if you get two big-time collectors going at it for this,
yeah,
you know?
Got to find out. Who has reckless money? We got to get them on this. Because this value needs
to. Well, everybody down here buying teams says they have reckless money, but then when they buy the team, they're broke.
Where's that Bitcoin guy? Is he still available?
No, he's in jail.
Okay, well, all right, sorry.
He's available. Yes. I think there'd be some pretty pissed off people if he bought a baseball for $500,000.
Mm. That's fair. Tom Brady. We'll get Tom Brady.
Remember Tom Brady got his, was it a jersey stolen or a football? I think he got his jersey stolen from a Super Bowl.
Dang.
That was a huge scandal.
And didn't he have like, oh, this is my final football, final touchdown or something like that, and then came back for a year?
yeah, that's like, true. That did happen.
But I was like, oh.
That did happen.
Totally devalued.
You got to speed up that auction.
Come on. This needs to be gone by the end of the day.
We'll take a break, get back into the Dolphins, give you some updates from Mike McDaniel, look ahead to this matchup. Back with more after this.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's.
It's a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
12:30 on a Friday. What an honor.
12:30.
It's not
12:30. I said before.
I mean, eventually.
Yeah.
You're just going to be making cameos.
Yeah. Welcome on in.
Thank you.
Miami Dolphins getting ready for the Seattle Seahawks. Miami Dolphins. Tua is going to travel with the team, by the way, to Seattle.
So. Which is a good sign.
Great sign. Great sign.
Which but probably means they're erring on the side of caution. Because usually if you still have some residuals, they don't travel. You won't travel.
Yeah, everybody's been very, very positive about, you know, with how his, I guess, spirit has been around all this. They say he's been in a good mood. He's been helping his teammates. And that was, I guess, some of the question that he has been, was he going to go? And he is. Tua is going to travel. He is going to go with the team.
Being a leader is being a leader all the time. How much practice? Go back to the last one. How much practice can he do, even though he can't practice with the team?
No, he can. I think he can be at practice, but he can't practice.
He can be at practice, but he can't. So his workouts would be on the side.
Yeah, I think. I don't even know if he can work out on the side or if he could just be present. Like, no
way. Because you can still, like, rehab. So.
Because I don't think anybody's going to ask him, like, what part of the part of him being on injured reserve. I don't think there's any asking of, like, hey, what part of the protocol is he in?
Which is the most, you know, the most important part. Nobody wants to answer that question every damn day.
Yeah. But here is Mike McDaniel. He said that Grant DuBose is out for Sunday's game. He was pessimistic but would not rule out that Raheem Mostert will play. Malik Washington has been limited. And they're, you know, they're not ready to say whether or not he is going to play. He says that they feel good about his progress, but they're measuring risk reward on Malik Washington. Eric Azukama is a possibility to say. He says he's in the mix. So you got that. Teron Armstead said yesterday that he is going to play.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that is your that's your injury status for all of the Miami Dolphins.
Should we just start calling him Kane?
Who?
From Mortal Kombat.
Because he's got the cyber arm.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Well, half the offensive line gonna have that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the shoulders, there's a lot of shoulder injuries for sure.
You know why? Stop reaching.
A lot of reaching going on, dude. Man who doesn't have to reach but has a long reach. Calais Campbell. He spoke yesterday, and he said, good teams don't lose two in a row. Here was the monster.
Well, I mean, it just comes down to execution, you know, and getting back to the fundamentals. Good teams don't lose two in a row. You know, everything's circumstantial or whatever, but, you know, in this business, you know, you got to find ways to win. You know, when you're on the road, you know, you got to bring your special teams and your defense, you know, and so the message really is just like, you know, just lock in on the small details, you know, try to make sure we're executing at a high level, you know, with great enthusiasm and effort, and just play football.
There you go, Calais Campbell. Good teams don't lose two in a row, Leroy. I don't think, I think the Dolphins, I think it's important for them to have a good showing for sure. I know this is not an easy ask to go across the country to go get this win. And I think Bees tweeted out yesterday, Mike McDaniel as a road underdog is 2-9 in his career so far. But I think it would be nice, you know, if the Dolphins were able to just pull one off that they're not expected to get. I do think it goes a long way for the momentum of this.
A lot of people feel a little better about what's ahead.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Calais, though, he used to play in that division. He's very familiar with Seattle. Says he's had a lot of good games against the 12th man.
It's one of the loudest stadiums in football. You know, it might be the loudest stadium. You know, but, I mean, it's football, you know. Like, I mean, you know, the best way to quiet it down is to make plays, you know. I mean, you know, it's an emotional game. If they start making plays, you know, the crowd gets more into it. When we start making plays, you know, they get out of it. So we got to make some plays and quiet the crowd early. But it is very loud stadium, you know, and I've played there, you know, quite a bit. And I always love playing there. You know, for some reason, I've always had really good games there. You know, for the most part, I've had some really good games there over the years. And, you know, I think part of that is because they have such a good home field advantage and such a good crowd. You know, you kind of want to make plays to try to, you know, quiet them up a little bit. So, but they are, you know, playing really good ball right now, finding ways to win tough ball games. You know, the crowd's going to be into it, you know, in the home game. You know, so I mean, it's going to be a challenge for sure. We're going to have to bring our game.
Monsters aren't scared of crowd noise.
Nope. Man. Crowd noise is scared of monsters.
That was actually a quote.
You know what? I played, how about this? I played in every NFL stadium except one.
Down here?
Yep.
Oh.
Never played in Miami.
What, was there ever a crowd that actually affected you guys? Like that, you know, is there ever a time where like the actual atmosphere was so loud it actually messed with you?
Mm. For me personally,
or anybody on your team?
Yeah, when I was in Minnesota and I went to Oakland to play the Raiders. Because I don't know whether I was scared out of my mind, because even if I heard, I wouldn't know what to do. And the noise didn't make it better. So it just seemed extra loud because I was really trying to concentrate on what he was saying so I would know what to ask in the 20 seconds we had. So, yeah, that. But other than that, there's been some, like, Minnesota has had a very loud stadium. Green Bay, very loud. I played in, you know, some places where, like, it's always loud, you know, the visiting team. But some stadiums are just, like, oh, my goodness, loud, right? When we were in Cleveland, went to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was one of those places. Cincinnati, meh. You know, Houston, meh. So it's kind of one of those things that also, I think, Kansas City, oh, my goodness, deafening. Deafening. Kansas City was crazy. And it rained so much one time we had to change clothes at halftime because you go in through the dugout. We went in through the dugout and it flooded. So everybody had to walk through the like a foot and a half of water.
They used to share a place with the Royals?
I think so.
Mm.
Or no, the way their stadium is built, you go kind of down the stairs in.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Right.
Weird.
So, I mean, in Minnesota, the visiting team had to go up two flights of stairs to get to their locker room.
Well, if one were to ask you, Leroy, theoretically, would crowds or anything affect your picks?
No, this sir. Week? Listen, as a Prize Picks aficionado, I'm going to help you guys out because Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members, including me. Prize Pick is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you have to do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Prize Picks is not the is the only real community. Oh my God. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players get injured. And guess what? You get paid quick. You can get your pay withdrawal in as quick as 15 minutes. Here's what I got going on right here. I got a six player prize pick. Caleb Williams is an automatic one for the week of September. You don't have to worry about that. They give you one, okay? So I'll put it up on Twitter. You can go there and get it. If you want to take part in it, all you have to do is download the Prize Pick app today and use code WQAM and get $50 instantly. When you play $5, that's code WQAM on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly. Even if you don't win, you still get the bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Oof.
Check it out now.
Welcome back. No doubt, Tobin man. And Leroy here with you. Yeah. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We'll get to a mixed bag here in just a second. I want to let you guys know you can join the WQAM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for whiskey, stars, and cigars. Wednesday, September 25th, that's next Wednesday. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the WQM on-air staff. And Duncan Robinson, sharpshooter from the Miami Heat, all-time leader in Miami Heat three-point makes, fellow Michigan Wolverine of Leroy Horde, the Dunkyard Dog. If you guys want to go, RSVP at WQM.com. That'll get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. Must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Come hang out with us at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com. It's sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Visit CohenAndJudah.com to see partner reviews. Marcos?
Hey, what? Question.
Yeah.
So I had my little setup here with my little iPad. My notes had it all written out. It blacked out.
Oof.
How can I stop my, like, you know, when you, like, even your iPhone, if you let it sit too long, it goes black.
You got to go to display set. So go to settings and display, and you can turn that off.
Okay.
That's how you do that. So hit the little gear wheel, go to display. Totally,
I just lost my little spot, and I'm like, oh.
It happens, buddy. It happens. Listen, at least.
No, I know. I'm not worried. I'm not.
At least I didn't throw a lizard on you this time around.
That might have been. I'm surprised. You know what? Think about this.
You kept your cool.
I didn't cuss.
I was very impressive. You were very close to cursing at me. Deserved.
I was close.
Call this little guy's looking up at you. He's like, what just happened?
Hey, you ready? Huh? Guess what my picks are.
Yeah, what are your picks?
I got Deshaun Watson.
More?
More than 200 and a half yards.
Okay.
C.J. Stroud, less than 263 and a half.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield, more than 241 and a half.
Mm.
Jerome Ford, more than 49 and a half yards. And Derrick Henry, more than 66 and a half yards.
What do you have for Frog Boy Croaks? Over 2.5?
Over 2.5.
More than 2.5?
And the Caleb one is a freebie.
Yeah, so that's the freebie.
That's the freebie, yeah.
So, do we still have that, Margos, of me throwing the lizard on Leroy?
Yeah, I'm putting it back in the system now.
Hey, and this was, we been doing the show for what, 3 months?
Something like that. Not long.
Not long.
I'm sorry, even if it was 3 months, that's not throw a lizard on me kind of territory.
Wait, what do you mean? Wasn't it, you guys were together already for a while.
Because we were in the old place.
I don't think it was
three. No, yeah, but you guys were together already doing a show for a while.
Right? Yeah, I think it was probably like probably like a year.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Okay.
It was like around the time before hashtag third hour hit.
Wow.
I remember that. Yeah.
In the mid days. But it was a great moment in live read history.
All you have to do is go to shrpo.com for a complete list of you.
That's me literally taking a lizard and throwing it onto Leroy's script.
We had like random. Well, no. Here's the worst part.
We had wildlife there.
We had to bring the lizard from outside. So it was like.
It was inside. How about
the dead roach in the hall? And I put R.I.P. I put R.I.P. over the roach. He was like,
"That building had so much character. I loved it."
Character is a way to put it. Character is definitely a way to put it. Marcos,
yes.
Let's mix it on up
in the giant garbage can.
What do we got today, Francis Maui Tota?
Damn it. Cam Wart? I was thinking about that one for a while.
Cam Wart.
Pretty good.
Cam Wart was.
That one got you good, Leroy.
That got me. You know, I was like reading something, right? And then I had to like say it again in my head, Cam Wart. And I'm like, oh my goodness, got him.
Frog Boy had to relive it like 2 times.
Yeah. No, this is the fourth time. He's every time. Hits me with the replay every time. Okay, so in today's mixed bag, Leroy, you've been very quiet about this topic. No one is pestering you too hard, but it seems
Vlad last night.
Oh yeah.
No. Hey, I sent Vlad a text.
Oh, I know you did, but he still hit us.
And then I responded on Twitter. Hold on. Like, I said from the beginning, I have questions. I didn't say that he was going to suck.
You thought that he was going to kind of suck, though.
Everyone thinks his 40-year-old is going to, like, I mean, this
I will say, when he had that scramble, I was like, oh, no. I thought a wheel was going to blow out.
When any quarterback scrambles now, I kind of feel like, oh, no. Mm. Except for Cam Ward. He gets out of bounds.
Yeah, he's good. He's
at
good.
The last second. He's like, good. He looks, peruses first.
Yeah.
So what do you got, man?
Well, yesterday, if you weren't watching Aaron Rodgers beat science, you were probably watching the most talked about moment, and that was the interaction between Aaron Rodgers and Coach Saleh. Now, if you didn't see it, Coach Saleh, celebrating a now 2-touchdown victory, leans in for a hug. Aaron Rodgers reaches out both of his hands.
Stiff arms him. Almost double stiff arms him.
Double stiff. And then kind of glares at him a little like, don't you ever think about hugging me.
Right. It was very strange.
It was.
He gave him the eyes.
It was another weird chapter of their relationship thus far.
If somehow the Jets lost that game, it's literally all anybody would be talking about today.
100%.
But here's the deal. I thought Tobin was petty.
Mm?
Aaron Rodgers was petty.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you don't have to like... I hate the fact that people think you got to like everybody you work with. You just got to work with them. You ain't got to even be friends. Like, get over yourself. So if the coach and the head coach don't get along, I don't care. As long as they can function in their necessary roles in that organization. But I will say this. You can't throw me under the bus and then the season start and I ball out and act like that stuff never happened.
That's not time for huggies?
No.
Mm.
You got to build up. You got to build back up to that.
What did Aaron Rodgers have to say about that?
By the way, he's supposed to say Ribbit Saleh. He's already done that one. this is Aaron Rodgers on the awkward interaction with the head coach.
He's not a big hugger, usually, so I don't know he was going for the hug. He likes to do the two-hand chest push as well. So, but he talks a lot about two-score leads. So I just kind of gave him a push and said, two-score lead. That's what happened.
Sounds like they love each other.
Yeah. Coach also
He was smiling while he said that, too.
Yeah. That little sheepish Aaron Rodgers grin on. Like, he goes, I hate that guy's guts.
Let's he said it right.
Oh, wow.
Tobin grin.
I don't like it, you know. I'm not sneaky like that. I say what I mean. I mean what I say.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. You know, I don't want to be rude. Like, you wanted me to be rude to Carter Verhaeghe, being like, didn't you send him to the Yotes?
Arizona.
No, I said I would think about sending him to Arizona.
Oh, here we go.
No.
If he didn't come through, which he did, which is what Swaggy always does,
and then have the audacity. How come you always score the game win?
Like, how come you're so clutch, Swaggy?
And I should have said that would have been hard to do, being where he wanted to send you.
Oof. To the Yotes.
I blame me for not having the clips ready.
Man. I don't even remember. Do you? You saved that rant?
Oh, it was an epic rant.
Well, I don't think you saved that rant. You didn't save the Yotes rant.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. You sent him to a place where hockey doesn't exist anymore. To the void.
Doesn't even matter. You're going to say it didn't happen.
Well, I mean, he's very nefarious with his cuts. You know, he's a bit of a propagandist, this frog boy.
Propagandist.
Yep.
It's a big word for me, dog.
What else you got, Kerm Jong-un?
What?
No. Ooh, wow.
Wow, dude.
Taking it to different nationalities.
That propaganda. Oh, that was so then this one was freestyle then. Ooh, I actually like that.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
We heard from the cheetah earlier in regards to whether or not the team can get it done with Skylar Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I had to ask you, who is the spark of the offense, according to Cheetah, who would you think he would say?
Knowing him, Ethan A-10. Bonner.
Honestly, yeah, knowing him would
be
Ethan
Bonner.
Correct, Leroy. This is a Cheetah talking about who he feels the spark of their offense is right now, Devon Achane.
Yeah, I really do, man. Like I'm really hyped up to see how we pound the ball with a guy that weighs 160 pounds. But we're really excited about that. But yeah, man.
Wow.
Achane is different, dog. Like for him to like have the amount of carries that he had last week, and then still be able to like do some of the things, you know, still like hold up. Like he's a tremendous young player in this game. And I feel like if we continue to kind of lean on him, because right now he is a spark of the offense, and we need that. Like we need that. Like anything that we can get right now, and continue to lean on him, and we'll get through this hole, man. Like every team goes through it. Like I was on great teams that went through it, and it's all about like how we like respond to it. You know, like don't point fingers. You know, trust the process. Get in the film room as much as we can and figure it out.
All right.
Yep. Like the attitude.
I like it too. I like it too.
It's only week three, though.
True. But nonetheless, like he said, he's been through it before. We don't have, you know, Chad Henne or Alex Smith backing our boy up. But nonetheless, Teron Armstead thinks Skylar Thompson may have the stuff to find success in Seattle because he's gritty.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, the utmost confidence in him. He has confidence in himself. The thing I love about Skylar the most is like his fight, his grit. He got something about him that he just, when things are tough or at his worst or not in his favor, is when he shows up the most. And I appreciate that from him. It's how he got here, you know, a small school guy. I mean, a late draft pick, all that. Maybe not supposed to be here. Says who? That's kind of his approach, and I love that about him.
Wow, that's a A1 ticket. He's got that dog in him.
Got that dog in him.
Got that dog in
him. See, he had a switch real quick. A small school. I mean, you know, he was the one from a small
school. He went to a small
school. Yeah, Toronto came from a very small
school. Skylar didn't come from a small school.
Skylar went to Kansas State.
Yeah.
Teron.
Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what their mascot is, Robbie?
The Mustangs.
I don't know if Robbie's still in the chat or not. But they are the Golden Lions.
Golden Lions.
By the way, Vladimir has chimed in.
Oh, yeah.
Vladimir.
Wow.
And he says, Leroy.
He said, relax in caps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
2-1.
Guy says, not Jukebox, not even that's Arkansas. Arkansas Pine Bluff.
I saw Arkansas play against Arkansas Pine Bluff in week
one. Hey, is this true?
They put up 70.
As long as Mike McDaniel's been here, he's never had a losing record.
He's never had a losing record by record?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
I think that is true. Because I think he's been 500 and then they finished 9-8, but no, I don't think he has had a losing record.
I mean, he's been 2 years. Was he Mike Tomlin? Like I'm not
Yeah, gonna... no. He's not it's not like he's got this incredible like he's never been 1-2.
Yeah.
So
I had straight A's in first and second grade, dude. You think that lasted long? I'm not giving this guy credit for
two. They didn't even have grades. They did like 1, 2, and 3.
I still didn't get straight A's. I lied anyway.
Not even at the start of the semester.
Not even.
Anything else in the mixed bag?
Yes. I want to know if this player is lying.
Yes.
Probably is. Leroy, you face your former team multiple times.
What athlete is it?
This like is
what?
Malik Willis, former quarterback prospect for the Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Now under center.
Revenge
for...
game, even though he might not play.
Really, Malik? That sucks for him. Well, at least you don't have to deal with vomit footballs. But going back, or the idea of going back to the team that drafted him and gave up on him so fast, apparently is not something that he's sweating. He says he can care less about the Titans.
No, I could care less, bro. I think I got paid the whole time I was there, bro. I'm more than blessed for the opportunity they've given me, and they brought me into this league, you know. Whether those guys are there or not, you know, that organization, they took a shot on me, Miss Amy, and they did a great job by me, for all I'm concerned.
Man,
I believe him.
Mature.
Well, he did say the most important part.
I believe I got paid the entire time.
I got paid every day I was there. He said I got paid every day I was there.
Pretty good.
That is good. All right, that is the mixed bag. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.